He held me by the arms on the top of the stone and went on in these fearful terms.
You bring me tomorrow morning early a file and some whittles. You bring the lot to me at that old battery over yonder. You do it, and you never dare to say a word or dare to make us a sign concerning your having seen such a person as me or any person some other, and you shall be let to live. You fail, and your heart and liver shall be torn out, roasted, and ate. Now, I ain't alone as you may think I am. There's a young man here with me, and he has a secret way of getting at a boy, and his heart, and his liver. Now, what do you say, eh?
I said that I would get him the file, and I would get him what broken bits of food I could, and I would come to him at the battery early in the morning.
Now, he pursued, you remember what you've undertook, and you remember that young man, and you get home.
Good night, sir. He clasped his arms round his shuddering body and limped towards the low church wall. He got over it, then turned round to look for me. When I saw him turning, I set my face towards home and made the best use of my legs. When I stopped to look after him, the marshes